Match Girls. In the factories of America during the 19th century, girls hired to make sulfur matches would dip the match ends into a chemical vat, then lick the tips to make them stiff. The vats were filled with zinc sulfide, a radioactive substance about which no one warned them, so when their teeth fell out and their jaws and bodies rotted like bad fruit, it was too late. It was not the first time such things happened. Bent at their workstations, women in the 18th century cured ladies' hats with mercury. Their legacy, blushing, aching limbs, a plague of rashes, parchment-thin pages of sloughed skin, curled and cracked, minds deranged. They could not know they shared a fate with the Emperor Qin Shi Huang, who, seeking eternal life, swallowed pills laced with mercury. He built the Great Wall and unified China, then outlawed and burned treatises on history, art, politics, and all religions not sanctioned by the state. Scholars who dared possess such things, he buried alive. His body lies in a vast mausoleum guarded by a terracotta army. Of the factory girls, mouths opening soundlessly below earth, their bodies burning like forbidden books, we know almost nothing.